AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Tropical storm Erica is leaving a path of death and destruction across the Caribbean. The storm has left at least a dozen people dead on the tiny island of Dominica. Heavy winds have toppled trees and power lines in the Dominican Republic. AP correspondent Tony Winton is following the storm's track at the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Erica is no longer predicted to become a hurricane, and Chief Hurricane Center forecaster James Franklin says the biggest threat now will be rain.
We're trying to bring the threat level down as we see more of an interaction with land.
Erica is expected to soak Hispaniola, possibly triggering deadly mudslides. But the mountainous terrain there could also dissipate the system before it approaches Florida on Sunday. Tony Winton at the National Hurricane Center, Miami.
Hurricane Katrina heavily damaged New Orleans and rearranged the face of the Gulf Coast 10 years ago tomorrow. Today, former President George W. Bush visited the Crescent City. Bush said perhaps the most inspiring aspect of the city's recovery is the top-to-bottom overhaul of the school system that was failing even before Katrina struck.
This isn't a theoretical exercise. It's important for our country to look at New Orleans and realize this is an exercise of implementing a plan which works.
Bush did not visit the Ninth Ward, which was wiped out, or the levees that were supposed to keep the floodwaters at bay. Instead, he visited a charter school that his wife's foundation helped build. A jury in Connecticut, in Concord, New Hampshire, has cleared a graduate of an exclusive New England prep school of rape, but convicted him of lesser sex offenses against a 15-year-old freshman. A spokeswoman for the girl's family read a statement.
This conviction requires him to take ownership for his actions and gives him the opportunity to reflect upon the harm he has caused.
This is AP Radio News. Turbulence in the financial markets this past week is focusing more attention on whether there will be an increase in interest rates.
Reading the tea leaves is getting harder on whether the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates next month. A key indicator may come this weekend as the Fed's vice chairman, Stanley Fischer, attends an annual high-profile economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He said Friday that until recent volatility in the markets, there was a pretty strong case for an increase. But now the Fed is going to have to take another look at economic trends. If there is an upward move, Fischer says the Fed will only adjust the knob slightly, moving rates up by only a quarter of a point. That would be followed by a review of the impact that move has. The next meeting for the Fed will be on September 16th and 17th. I'm Diane Kepley.
A turbulent week on Wall Street ended on a placid note today, but the question still exists. Has the storm passed? We'll have to wait and see. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.